This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We start on the gridiron with the locals and our buddy Mitch Tischler, who was just a few seats away from me in the box yesterday as we watched the Cowboys play really badly and still somehow win. Mitch, worst part of yesterday was?
Well, I would have thought the worst part of the last 2 days was you talking about star crunches, because if we're being honest, it's the zebra cake and the Nutty Buddy that are the two best of the Little Debbie. But the worst part of it was
the Nutty Buddy is strong. By the way, I don't think Star Crunch was Little Debbie, was it? I think it was like another brand.
Oh, well, I'm just thinking about childhood snacks, and that ranks real high up the list.
Attaboy. Darius is telling me, by the way, that it was Little Debbie, so I stand corrected.
There we go. Most disappointing part was the offense. I mean, to start out slow like that, to have, you know, four drives start, you know, in not necessarily plus territories in the Cowboys territory, but outside of your own red zone, and to only get 3 points out of that, and to, you know, obviously watch Brian Robinson go down again is tough. I think that starts, you have to start asking some real questions about B-Rob and reliability moving forward. I think he's a great player. I love him. I think he's a huge part of this offense, but we're going on multiple years now where he seems to get dinged up, nicked up, beat up, you know, pretty much every other week, and it's becoming a problem with the consistency on this offense with not having a run game.
What's going on with the line? Early on, it was this, you know, renaissance. It was this amazing strength for guys that, you know, weren't necessarily as heralded. Cosme had some pedigree, but, you know, it's a rookie split in time, and a couple guys are already available in coming in via the offseason. Andrew Wiley, who was maligned. Now, all of a sudden, it looks like it's the group maybe we thought they were before the year, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think a lot of it comes down to play calling and offensive scheme, because early in the season, you saw a lot of the quick game. You saw them get the ball out to their playmakers in their hands early on, quickly, 1, 2, 3-step drops, quick, get the ball out, and that obviously helps an offensive line that isn't, you know, the strongest on paper individually, but part of it is just as a big group, they are super beat up now, but, you know, it's the NFL. Guys are beat up across the board. I'd like to see this Commanders offense get back to what we saw early in the season with a lot more of the quick game, get the ball out. I think that you're starting to see, you know, people want to complain about the Cliff Kingsbury offense, and, you know, it's too early in the season to kind of get to that point. I think there can be a reconciliation when we get to the end of the year and look back to figure out kind of what went right, what went wrong. But I think that you're seeing this offense evolve into more of, to be honest, what we saw last year with Eric Bieniemy, a lot more 3, 5, 7-step drops, longer drops, obviously takes more time. You got to pass block for longer, and they're not even hitting the shots downfield anymore. So I don't know that it's necessarily, you know, working the way that Cliff Kingsbury and Dan Quinn and everyone wants it to do. But to me, I think to help the offense, you got to get the run game going. You got to get the quick game going. You got to make these defensive lines pause for a second and not just put their fingers in the dirt and know that they're going back and they can go get Jaden, 5, 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and this kind of goes hand in hand maybe with the answer you just gave, but Daniels was outstanding running the ball yesterday. It felt a little bit like the Tampa game in week one to me, though, where I loved what he did as a runner, and I thought the passing game was horrible until the final 5 minutes. I mean, how much of that do you think is on him, and why can't they quite get him on track here? I don't want to quite say it's half the season, but you're talking about, like, the Carolina game was the 7th game, so it's like 6 before that and 5 after that now.
Right, and if you look at this season through the first 5 or 6 games, you think that this team is going to the Super Bowl and that, you know, this could be the best Commanders, Redskins, Washington football, Burgundy and Gold team, whatever you want to call them, you know, in a long time. You look at the last 5 weeks and it feels like what we've seen for the last, you know, 20 years here. So I do think that takes a little bit of a, you know, big picture, you know, not being a prisoner of the moment type thing. My one worry with Jaden that we started to see is early in the season, he was making really good decisions. He wasn't putting the ball in peril. He was tucking it when he needed to. And this week, I think, or at least this week, I started to see, you know, some problems with his decision making, starting off with the interception on the throw to Brian Robinson. You know, B-Rob is blanketed in coverage on a quick little screen pass, whatever it was supposed to be. Why even throw the ball there? Best case scenario, he catches it and gets tackled for a 3 yard less. Throw that ball at his feet, move on, you know, live another day. And then, you know, right at the end of the first half, they're running that 2 minute drill. And with whatever it was, 50 seconds, just under a minute left, they have a 3rd and 9. And you see Jaden roll out to the right, which is fine. And if he ends up having to tuck the ball and run, so be it. You know, he looked good running the ball, as you guys talked about earlier. But instead, he veers out of bounds and stops the clock, allows the Cowboys to save a timeout. The Commanders have to punt. If so facto, we see Benjamin St. Juice get beat deep like we're used to seeing now. And the Cowboys are able to put 3 points on the board, you know, right before halftime. So, you know, a lot of times with rookie quarterbacks, one of the big things you're looking for is kind of the decision-making and kind of the head game and how they're evolving as the season goes. And you want to see that continue to grow. And I'm not going to take this one game and say, oh, man, Jaden's regressing, this is terrible, or even this 3 or 4 game stretch. But it is something that I've kind of put a little note in my notes as to, hey, pay attention to this, because it is something that you would like to see getting better, not getting worse as we move through the season.
Mitch, thank you, buddy. Have a great week.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys.